Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with show producer Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row UTC Athletic Director Mark Wharton. We always prefer getting him face-to-face, but we're still having to do the phone thing. And I know this is a very unique time, and so we certainly appreciate his time. Mark, how are you?
Considering I'm doing great.
All right, here's the latest, and we'll just start with the latest, and you can tell me if it's a bunch of bunk or what, but I did see where Sports Illustrated about an hour ago reported that barring the unforeseen, and we've had a lot of unforeseen these last few weeks, but barring the unforeseen, they're reporting that the NCAA Division I Council will not cancel its fall championships. The D1 Council will not cancel fall championships. I didn't know if you've heard anything of that or where we are right now.
Well, I think, you know, obviously Division II and Division III have canceled fall championship. Came pretty quick after the about 11:15 email from the NCAA. But, you know, within that guidelines that they put, they basically have left it up to now the FCS if less than 50% of the schools don't play, that they will not have a FCS championship. So them saying they're not making a decision, they kicked it to the individual institutions in FCS to decide whether or not they can meet the protocols and the guidelines that they've set forth.
Wow. Well, along those lines, have you already done the math on that? I mean, when you think about the Colonial and some other leagues that have already kind of made those decisions, do we know where we're looking at right now? I mean, how much above 50% are we?
We're about 54% of the schools left.
Wow.
And, you know, I think like us with that announcement that we had an AD's meeting already scheduled for last night, and for an hour and 45 minutes, we were charged before all this news to make a recommendation about what our schedule is going to look like, our non-conference, those type of things to play, and then make a recommendation to the CEOs who were supposed to meet today to vote on it. But because of this new revelation, we've asked to extend for another week so we can do the math and figure out, you know, our testing capabilities, to talking to our student athletes and coaches about what we need to do, but really now deep into gathering information to help our chancellor make a decision and do what's you know, safe and healthy for our student athletes, which is paramount to what our decision should be.
Mark, if, you know, the ACC came out with their schedule today, and I was real curious to, as much as anything, I mean, I know a lot of people are curious about seeing Notre Dame all the way through this year's ACC schedule. I was curious about some of these non-conference games. And, of course, on Friday, September 11th, VMI is making the trip to Charlottesville to play Virginia. And you've got 8 days later, on September 19th, you've got Samford going back down to where they almost knocked off FSU a couple of years ago in Tallahassee. They're going down to play FSU again. Should that fall under 50%, does that mean those games are immediately off the table, or could those schools still go earn a paycheck?
Absolutely earn a paycheck. You know, our game with Western Kentucky is still in play.
Okay.
On our schedule. We've moved it from September 3rd and looking at a date, but we're committed to play each other. But I think, you know, whoever is left within the FCS, and Southern Conference is doing everything they can to play our conference schedule. We're going to continue to play and just not have a FCS playoffs. We'll have a Southern Conference champion, and that means a lot to our institution. So that's our direction, whether they have it or not.
Okay. Okay. The voice you hear is Mark Wharton, UTC's athletic director here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Mark, it's, to me, I mean, obviously I follow a lot more SEC, and with the Power Fives, you know, they're making their own decisions and have been from the get-go. You know, we had Russ Huseman on a few days ago to talk about, you know, his disappointment with the Colonial and not having the opportunity to play this fall. help me along here. How much of these decisions are back and forth are NCAA or SoCon? Because obviously the Colonial, you know, up and made its decision.
Well, we've been talking since all this happened twice a week since April. You know, I like the ADs in our conference, but, you know, we're getting way too chummy over Zoom. But, you know, we have fought and had a lot of discussions about waiting as long as we can to be able to make a decision about our league, where, you know, some of the schools, for whatever reasons, made them earlier than we would have liked or have done. That, you know, things, as you know, have continued to evolve and change. We didn't know how testing would evolve, how, you know, the curves in our respective cities would be. And, you know, so we as we are sitting here today, we're going deep into August to decide our fate about playing fall sports.
When the Colonial made its decision, how concerning was that? Or did you see it as apples and oranges? Because Russ told us it's like the big issue they have is so many of their schools play other sports in other leagues, whether it be the Atlantic 10 or even Villanova in the Big East. Was it kind of an apples and oranges thing when the Colonial made its decision?
I don't think so, that it would be apples and oranges. I mean, we often talk about there's three power FCS, you know, conferences, and that would be the CAA, us, and to a degree the Big South or the Big Sky would be in the conversation. But I you know, again, I can't explain why they got out in front of it and went ahead and canceled it. But you know, I know they had some challenges with their New York and New Jersey schools that they banned travel outside. You could go outside and play, say, Richmond, but once you returned, you quarantined for 14 days. And, you know, that obviously wouldn't work. So I think some of that played into their decision-making. But, you know, we're Southern, you know, footprint conference, and, you know, feel very comfortable about, you know, how we're going to do our protocols before, you know, during practice as well as before games. Obviously, the NCAA put in some more strict protocols, but we want to play, and we really feel after the spring and our spring sports, what happened to them, that, you know, we want our kids to compete. They want to compete, and we're doing everything in our power to do that.
Mark, is it with you and your SoCon counterparts, is there an overwhelming desire to play all fall sports, or might there be a league member that even though the decision is moved forward to play, might there be a member that decides not to?
I have felt that there's wavering. I think there's a variety of factors financially. The first thing is to keep them safe and healthy, which, you know, in this day and time, there's a lot of resources that go into that. That I think there was in some schools wanting just to play their conference schedule and not non-conference. 'Cause when the SEC did what they did, you know, a lot of them lost their pay game. So to condense the season and start later, I think there was quite a few, but none of them, I got the feeling that wanted to shut it down or, you know, cause, some of the members to not play.
I know before COVID, I would see you from time to time at those stadium court meetings, and I know there's another one of those coming up here in a couple of weeks. But at the last one, Finley Stadium Executive Director Chris Thomas said the plan for now would be capping Finley Stadium capacity to where it would roughly be a crowd of 4,000. Is that still kind of in the works, or has that been updated?
Well, there's a process, you know, and CFC went through that process too, that we had to develop a plan, which our plan was really, really good. And Chris Thomas and his team were a part of that had to get a quote unquote approved by the health department. And we put two plans in place, one for 50% and one for 25%. And they approved both of those. And then we were dealing with, the mayor's office, city and county, and are in discussions with them about what, they look like, you know, and we have not got word back, but it's been a good, healthy conversation. Obviously, you know, we wish we had a crystal ball to see what the environment is with the coronavirus. But I think that decision will be made, you know, here in a couple of weeks. And, you know, we're hoping that we have some fans, but, you know, whatever we feel is in the best interest of our city, we're certainly going to follow that.
You're listening to Mark Wharton, UTC Athletic Director here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Of course, Mark came here, has Penn State in his background, and came here from the Nittany Lions. News today, no fans in general seating areas at Beaver Stadium. How heartbreaking is that to hear?
It is. I mean, that's, you know, Penn State's one of nine schools in the country that receives no subsidies from the university. They're solely independent. Financially, and
wow.
The engine of that is a 107,000 seat stadium that is Beaver Stadium. So, you know, they're you know, I'm sure got some models in place to be able to continue to move forward. But it's going to be very difficult for the program and the fans. They're very fanatic.
And then, of course, news today that the highest rated player on the roster, Micah Parsons, the outside linebacker, joining those who have decided to opt out of the 2020 season. So, Mark, listen, if there's one thing we can take from this interview, and you've been great, you've been thorough, it's that the Southern Conference is absolutely wanting to play a football season, even if the NCAA decides to cancel its fall championships. The SoCon goal is to crown a SoCon champion in football and all sports, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And we have a shot in all three of those sports to bring home some hardware.
Excellent. And what sports? You're talking football? You're talking what other besides that?
Soccer and volleyball.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. I hope we find out soon. I know this has just been an absolute nutty time, but we are certainly all rooting for football in Findlay for sure. And, again, we always appreciate your time here on Press Row.
Thank you, Pascal.
All righty. Mark Wharton, UTC's athletic director, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. When we come back, we'll introduce the Painter Ready poll question. Busy Thursday here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.